What's up? It's your boy Remus, and welcome to the Champ Set Podcast, the podcast for champions. What's up? It's your boy Remus, and listen, on these streets, they call me the maker of masters, the crafter of champions, the weaver of wise. Why? Because give me a little time, and I'll add Champ Set to your mind. We're a gang, we're an army, we're a group, we're a squad of winners with the most ambitious fighters and athletes. And we do everything to get a win, because to us, allowing a loss is a sin. This is the home for ambitious fighters. This is the Champ Set Podcast. And today, I'm with my baby. That's my second book, Automatic Ambition. And today I wanted to talk about reframing. I want to talk about having your mind see the world as a setup for your greatness, as just a setup for the success you're about to have. Everything revolves around you. Why? Because you're the champion, and it should. That's how everything is in life. It's either two people, it's two energies. It's the yin, it's the yang, it's the receiver, it's the doer. It's like the giver or the receiver. It's like the doer, the active person or the passive person. And we need to make sure we're on the right side of these things. It's the buyer, it's the seller, you know, it's the creator or it's the consumer. And we need to be on the proactive side of things if we want to be champions. And that's basically what this book is about, Automatic Ambition. And what I talk about is controlling your thoughts, because that controls how you feel. And your thoughts and your feelings together and the vision you have controls what actions you're going to do, which of course get the results that you're going to get. So a lot of people, they're kind of lazy with it, and they don't see the opportunity to be proactive. And to be proactive on a large scale, you have to be proactive on a small scale. This is something I've realized every champion has. Every champion in boxing history was proactive. They take charge. You know, when you're fighting in the ring, most times I can actually spot who's the winner. Like from the first round, not all of the time, but a lot of the time I can actually watch a fight and I can see who's going to be the one to win this in the end, because I can see the energy. I can just sense it. I can see who's the proactive one here. And even if someone seems like he's reacting because maybe he's counterpunching, he's still being proactive because he's the one making stuff happen. Even if it seems like he's not the proactive one, he actually is. Even if he's like counterpunching and stuff, which seems reactive on the surface, he's making it happen. He's making stuff happen. He's being the one to beat. And you have to kind of get this mindset on an everyday level so that you can incorporate it in the ring easier, because it's just a part of your character. So let's start here. We have to map the route to walking, talking, thinking, and acting like a champion, because that's how it's going to be in the ring. And we have to start somewhere, right? So greatest champions in history are proactive and not reactive. Floyd Mayweather, he's proactive. Muhammad Ali, he takes charge. Mike Tyson, they're proactive guys. They make stuff happen. And you're not just going to just go in the ring and all of a sudden have that character. No, you got to forge that character to make sure you do it in the ring. You can't leave it up to chance, right? So you're going to be on one side or the other. You're going to be a creator or the consumer. You're going to be the buyer or you're going to be the seller. You're going to be the doer and you execute, or you're going to be the thinker and, oh, it would have been lovely if I did do it, right? And of course, the book is here because in that book, I talk about this stuff to basically rewire your brain so that you think like this, right? And one technique you can do that is to reframe how you look at the world. What I mean is this: you actually have to take charge of that from the root. You have to take charge of that from the action of how you speak and action of how you do things and how you look at things. And just so that it becomes really automatic, it becomes automatic ambition. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a bit of the book right now so you can see what I'm talking about. So in the chapter, it's about Customado, I believe. In a chapter about Customado and Mike Tyson, and more importantly, it's actually going to disable, right? Not just enable you to get what you want, but it's going to disable the things that don't get you what you want. It's going to help that confidence. It's going to give you that boost to say, you know what? This is the right course of action and let me fucking take it. So one thing I speak about in the book is reframing. There's one thing, like let's say there's an apple, right? You might have an apple, but according to different people and different perspectives, and those people have different desires, that apple means many different things. So for some person, they could look at the apple and go, whoa, that apple looks really fucking nice. I really want that. Another person could look at it and go, oh, that's disgusting. Say like there's a bite taken out of it. Someone might go, you know what? I don't want that. That's disgusting. A homeless person might not care. Or you could see, or maybe a caterpillar looks at that and he's not really going to even see it like that. But we kind of have to look at situations like that. We have to see this situation and say to ourselves, no matter what the situation looks like, there's something to be taken out of it. And one way I've realized that you have to, what you have to do to have this mindset is to change the way you speak. Some people don't take control of the way that they speak, and it really fucks up their perception. Talking is actually the easiest thing to stop. It's actually easier to change the way you talk than to change how you think. And if you change the way you talk, you'll eventually change the way how you think. Right? So I'm going to read a little bit out of the book and you'll see what I mean. So I say, so it says a champ affirmation, because in the book there's literally affirmations that you have to like say, right? And it says reframing examples. When you are waiting in the dressing room before a match, turn your pessimistic statements into confident ones. Instead of saying, my opponent looks like he is in great shape, he probably hits hard, say, my opponent looks like he's in great shape, he may be a hard hitter, but I've trained hard enough to endure anything he could give. Instead of saying, I hope I'll do good, say, I have prepared superbly, I know I will perform to my best. Substitute, there are so many people watching in the audience. What if I mess up? Say, there are so many people watching in the audience. I'm excited to entertain them with my skills. Instead of saying, what if I didn't do enough to get in shape? Say, I did my best with the time I had. I'm ready. Instead of saying, I feel nervous, I don't want to fight, say, I feel nervous. That's a sign I'm excited to fight. And that's all I'm going to say on that. That's all I'm going to read. But the point is, you literally take action and take charge of thinking in the way that you want to think. You've literally got to look at every single person, every single place, every single, certain environments, every single scenario and situation as just a tool, just an opportunity to get you where you want to get to. If you can be the one to figure out how to take the potential out of it, that's it. That's it. There's no complaining. There's no crying. There's no saying, oh my God, I'm not feeling good. To say, oh, this is an opportunity for me to try and train a little bit on certain or do light training, which maybe means I get a chance to do training drills where I'm trying to use my mental, my mind, my focus, maybe do hand coordination stuff. This is an opportunity. Nothing's a problem. It's always opportunity. And the thing that makes it the opportunity is the fact that no other person's going to think like this. That's how you make the difference. No other fighter is going to think like this. That's why it's the opportunity, because now you're going to separate yourself from the rest, because they're going to look at it for what they see it as on the outside, right? On first inspection. But you having a champion's mindset, being in the state of a champion's mindset, which is champ set, this is how you're going to look at the world. And you, I just want to harp on this episode on the issue of how you talk to yourself. Not just how you talk to yourself too, but how you talk about everything around you. You even have to, like, one thing I say, right, is if you want to care less about what people think of you, do you know one technique you can do? You can care less about what you think of others, because it just shuts off that part of the brain that even thinks that, oh, people judging other people is a thing. You're not even conscious of the fact that people could even judge you. You're like, oh, people would judge people? People would judge me? Because you don't judge people so much. And that's the same type of thing when you look at other people as having potential, or looking at things as having potential and positivity and all of these stuffs, right? You naturally just see it on yourself too, because that's all you see, right? So you have to change the way you speak about not just yourself, but the things around you. Your mind just, it's like, I guess the neuron pathways are just more primed for positivity, for potential. And this ain't no, feel good, do good stuff. It's none of that. I'm saying this so you get the win. That's why I'm saying it. But that's exactly what Automatic Ambition was written for. That's exactly what it's for, just to train the brain to see what you want. But anyway, that's all I'm going to go into in this podcast episode. Tune into the next one and maybe we'll talk about something else. And one thing you can do is sometimes, or every time, I reply to DMs on the Instagram. So if you have questions that maybe you think is a good episode idea to cover, shoot me a DM, a direct message, and I'll get to it, and maybe I'll address it in an actual episode, because sometimes I do that, and give me ideas. And yeah, that's it. So stay focused. Let's get this fucking greatness. Shamsa!